Previously on the Knights of Layla.
Layla, what's wrong? Is there someone in the house?
No, I don't know. Oh, Salman?
Wait, let me turn on the light.
Have a seat and you can explain the problem to me.
Well, Monana, you see, it's my wife. She's been suffering from these nightmares. It's a thing that she suffered with from her first marriage as well.
You'll do as I say, Bashir. Get down on the floor and don't move. You will be my slave. You are always trying to get rid of us, but we are stronger than you, smarter than you. And now it's time for you to pay for your actions.
Help! Help me!
Wednesday evening, the fiery sun is setting as silent specters flit in and out of a dusk that renders the sky a canvas of striking colors, shadowing the couple as they make their way to a restaurant, heads uncovered, heedless of the call of the Maghrib Adhan. It is exactly 3 days after Adnan has gone missing, and Salman has left work early to make it back home in time to take Layla out for supper.
Lails, you've been so stressed recently, so I was thinking a nice supper at this new posh restaurant will really do you well.
Thanks for being so sensitive towards me. I'm feeling quite wound up at the moment. Brr, it's a bit cold in here. Can we get a table inside?
Cold? Are you serious? The temperature is like 27 degrees. How can you be feeling cold?
I don't know. I felt a sudden coldness just now.
I really hope you're not getting sick. All right, let's sit inside. Have you heard anything from Nasira?
She called to say Adnan still hasn't returned home.
And the security company can't find any trace of him. It's like he disappeared into thin air.
Oh, Salman, I hope something terrible hasn't happened to him. He was so sweet as a child, but after he went away to madrasa and got affected, he was never the same again. Always so restless and easily upset. I've been making so much dua that he returns.
Certainly dua is on its place. But Lails, I think we need a good plan of action here. After we're done here, I think we should pick up Nasira and go to the police station.
The couple finish their meal and leave the restaurant for Nasira's tiny flat in Overport, where she is waiting anxiously outside for them. They pick her up and take her to the police station, where they are met by Officer Mbona.
Good evening, officer. How are you?
Evening, good. What can I do for you people?
I'd like to fill a missing persons report out.
You the one I spoke to on the phone earlier. The man in question is Mr. Adnan Hartley. Am I right? The guy who left home on Sunday night and hasn't been seen since.
Yes, that's correct.
All right, sir. You can fill these forms and I'll process it as soon as it's done. Don't worry, people. We will do all that we can to find this gentleman and get him to his house as soon as possible.
Officer, will you keep us updated?
Are you his wife?
Yes, I'm the one who called you when he first went missing.
Of course, madam. In fact, I will give you my private number so that you can call and check in whenever you need to. But I will certainly call you as soon as I have any information.
Thank you, officer. Have a good evening. Well, at least he seems quite helpful.
Let's hope he can find Adnan soon. Nasira, you look terrible. I'm sure you can barely sleep worrying about Adnan, but have you eaten anything today?
No. I think I had a cup of tea this morning.
I don't know why I didn't think of this before. Nasira, I think you should come and stay with us until Adnan is found. Layla will be able to take care of you.
No thanks. I'll be fine at the flat.
Suman is right. Naz, you're so stressed that you can barely look after yourself. At least if you stay with us, I can look after you and you can keep your strength up for the baby.
Ya Allah, I've been so preoccupied about Adnan that I even forgot that I'm pregnant.
See? So it'll be best for you if you come home with us. No arguments, Naz.
Okay, so we'll stop by your flat on our way back and get your stuff. You can move in with us from tonight.
But what about your parents, Suman? Won't they object to me coming to stay over?
Don't worry about my parents. I'll talk to them.
Nasira is feeling slightly uncomfortable at the thought of staying with Layla's upper-class in-laws, but she has agreed because she is feeling overwhelmed and is too preoccupied with the thought of what could have happened to Adnan. As they drive to the Adams mansion, the stillness of the night is broken by the howling of a dog, the disturbing sound following them up the winding roads of Westville.
Safiya, what are you guys doing up so late?
Salman, at least make salam when you come in.
Sorry, Ma. Where's Mommy and Dad?
Your Mommy and Papa went to bed, but we were sitting here and having a nice chat. Who's this with you?
Nasira, is that you? Wow, I haven't seen you in ages. Come inside, sit down.
Jazakallah.
So what brings you here, Nasira? And with a big bag also?
Ma, Nasira has been going through a lot recently, so I told her to come and stay with us for a while.
Husband problems?
Ma, don't be so nosy.
No, it's all right. You can tell them, Suman.
No, actually, Adnan has gone missing and Nasira is quite upset. So...
Adnan is missing? But why aren't you all looking out for him?
We just went to the police station to file a missing persons report. So we thought it was best if Nasira stay with us, at least until Adnan is found.
Yes, of course, Nasira. You're welcome to stay for as long as you need.
Yes, Nasira. Now come sit down and tell me the whole story.
Ma, give Nasira some time. Can't you see how upset she is? Why don't we rather listen to that clip of Molana Yaqub that you were telling me about?
Good idea, but you...
Didn't I tell you that I went to go and see him the other day?
Oh, really? Didn't he tell you about the importance of making salam when you enter the house? Here, listen to this voice clip.
So in a hadith quoted by Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who says that I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person enters his house and takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, both when he enters and when he eats, then Shaitan says to his friends, you have no place to spend the night, nor is there any food for you. And when he enters and does not take the name of Allah when he enters, then Shaitan tells his friends, you have a place to spend the night. If he does not take the name of Allah when he eats, then Shaitan further says, you have a place to spend the night and you have found food as well. So my dear listener, the jinnat are all around us. And in order to live amicably amongst them, we need to remain aware of their presence and we need to protect ourselves through the sunnah teachings of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when a dog barks or a donkey brays, we should know that the jinn are nearby, and so we are recommended to recite the ta'awudh and to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can also protect ourselves from the interference of the jinn by covering our heads when we use the toilet. We should avoid being outside with our heads uncovered at the time of Maghrib Salah.
Oh my word, Salman, did you hear that? You know, I told you I felt a coldness passing over me when we were walking to the restaurant, and it was exactly at the time of Maghrib, and both our heads were uncovered. And we heard the dogs howling when we were driving home just now. Salman, do you think...
Now, Lails, don't sound so dramatic. I think maybe you're just tired and you're anxious, and everything is magnified at the moment. Especially with all this jinn talk, you know?
But Layla is right. You heard what the Molana said. I think you shouldn't be taking it so lightly. Salman, especially with all the nightmares your poor wife has been having. You know, I had a cousin in India who didn't wear a scarf when she used the bathroom once. Their family had an outside toilet that was under a fig tree. And one day, she ran screaming out of that toilet. She could never explain what had made her scream like that, but it made her lose her mind. After that, she could only use a bedpan. She never visited a toilet again.
Ma, you really had a nutty family back in India.
Look, it's late and we're all tired. I think we should just get Nasira settled.
The spare room next to mine will be ideal. Come, Nasira, let me take your bag and I'll help you get settled there. Ma, you're the only one of us who has good fortune of sleeping in every morning. But now it really is late. You can come up with us and also get to bed.
What? What was that? Salman, you better go and check.
Salman finds a broken vase on the floor in the passageway next to the front door. He is puzzled as there doesn't seem to be any sign of forced entry into the house. But he decides not to frighten the women and he tells them that the wind blew it over.
Salman, bro, you're late. We need to get the site inspection done before we start with the plans.
Sorry, Mentabo. I had a hectic night. You know, I told you my brother-in-law went missing. Yeah, so we went to go and file a missing persons report last night at the police station. And I told his wife to just come and stay with us for a while.
Really hectic. I told you, bro. Just let me come and solve all your domestic issues. I'll sort you out in no time. There's this thing we do to find people.
Listen, Tabo, my religion doesn't allow me to dabble in all of this witchcraft things, you know?
Suit yourself. But mark my words, bro. You'll be coming to me for help one of these days.
Amen, Tabo. Let's just go to work. Mr. Naidu said to me that we should start off by measuring the area by the old warehouses. That's where the pier needs to start extending from.
You mean here? These old warehouses are such an eyesore. We should get permission to have them knocked down.
I think that's the plan long term, but...
Hey, what was that? It sounded like it came from inside this first building.
Yeah, it's strange. I keep hearing things falling down at my house. Last night, a vase fell down and broke in the passage, but there was no one at home.
Sounds like you have a spirit in your house, bro. Or maybe the spirit is with you.
Haha, yeah, very funny, man. No, it's locked. Hello? Anyone in there?
Must be vagrants, bro. Leave it. We need to measure up and get back to the office.
From the corner of a grimy, broken window inside the warehouse, Adnan watches as Salman and Tabo make their way further out towards the docks. He had been busy arranging a few pieces of old furniture when he heard Salman's voice. And in his haste to get to the window, he had knocked over a folding table. Adnan is relieved that he had the foresight to lock the warehouse door so that his brother-in-law could not get in and question him. He is keeping Mulana Bashir sedated until the Amil is willing to cooperate with him. Later that day, in the cool and busy King Shaka International Airport, Nur al-Ain and Majid are collecting their luggage before proceeding to the pickup zone.
Oh, Majid, that was a wonderful experience flying. I'm so glad our luggage came through. You hear so many horror stories of people losing their bags when they travel.
Yes, alhamdulillah. Let's go and wait outside for Nasira. Did you message her to tell her we landed, Nuri?
Oh, Majid. See what she says here. She's coming with Leila to fetch us because there's been a change of plans. She say they'll be in a white fortuna.
I wonder, did something happen? With all the stuff we've got going on at home, I was looking forward to some downtime. Anyways, maybe it's better because with the amount of luggage we have, it would never have put it in Adnan's mouth, Jess. Ooh, there they are.
Leila, my child. Assalamu alaikum.
Ma, Pa, wa alaikum assalam. I'm so happy to see you.
Uncle Majid, Auntie Nuri, I'm so happy you're finally here.
I know you've only met us once, Nasira, child, but you can call us Ma and Pa, or even Mom and Dad.
okay, Pa. Let me help you with the bags.
Ma, such a lot of luggage. Are you planning to move to Durban?
No, don't be silly. It's just gifts we brought for everyone. Now tell us, what is this about the change of plans?
It's Adnan. He hasn't...
Ma, Pa, there's no way to break this news gently. Adnan has gone missing.
Missing? What do you mean?
He was at home with me on Sunday evening, but... We had an argument and he stormed off.
Ya Allah! You haven't seen him or heard from him since?
No.
Did you report it at the police station?
Yes, we did. They said they'll do everything they can to help us.
Inshallah. We must all make dua that he is found.
Why didn't you let us know before? It's already Thursday.
Ma, we didn't want to spoil your trip here. Besides, what would it have helped? There's nothing any of us can do but to sit tight and wait.
Such terrible news. I feel a headache coming on. Take us to the flat so that I can get a rest a bit, Layla.
We're not going to the flat.
Ma, you and Pa can stay with me until Adnani's found.
What? No, Layla. Your father and I will be uncomfortable staying with your snooty in-laws. We'll stay with Nasira.
Ma, I've brought Nasira to stay with me as well. So you can't possibly stay in her flat alone. It's just until Adnani's found. And my in-laws aren't so bad. They're actually looking forward to having
me. Ya Allah. It seems we just left one problem to come straight to another.
What do you mean you left one problem, Ma?
Layla, your mother is just upset. Don't listen to her. She's just saying things.
More chills, more thrills, and more drama frills. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Knights of Layla.